makers of Pietro's Pizza, the pizza with the hole in the center, invite you to ride with the men of Squad Car 119.
My name's Sam Finch. Me and my partner, Ralph R. Kruger, Jr., we're the unsung heroes of the police force. We ride a prowl car at night, trying to prevent crime where we can, picking up the pieces where we can't. The other evening, I was going over the logbook in the day room when my partner, Ralph R. Kruger, Jr., turned to me and said,
"Do you mind if I put this dead chicken in your locker, Sam?"
"Gee, I don't know. Where'd you get it?"
"I hid it, driving to work this afternoon. Figured I'd take it home and let Myrtle fry it for Sunday dinner."
"You going to have your wife fry a chicken that you hit on the road?"
"Well, I don't see why not. I fell it for broken bones, but it seems okay. Figured it must have died of shock or something."
"Yeah. Why don't you put it in your own locker?"
"Well, Sam, you know how allergic I am to feathers. Thing rubbed up against one of my clothes in there. Well, I'd get a sneezing fit every time I put them on, you know."
"I'll get it." Finch, day room.
"Now, this is the skipper. The ruffled shirt bandit has struck again at 7226 Alameda. You better roll on it."
"Right, skipper."
"Skipper, huh?"
"Yeah. Ruffled shirt bandit has struck again. We better roll."
"Right."
"That's funny. Door seems to be stuck here."
"Yeah, let me try it. I've got awfully strong wrists for a fellow my size." "Yeah, this isn't stuck, Sam."
"No?"
"No, it's been locked from the outside."
"Gee, I'll bet the cleaning woman locked it when she was finished in here. Probably didn't know we were still working."
"Guess we'll have to make a rope out of bed sheets and go down the outside of the building."
"Aren't any bed sheets in here, you know that."
"Yeah, guess you're right.
Probably have to break down the door."
"Well, now, Sam, you know the regulations when you destroy police property. It comes out of your paycheck. I'll bet this door cost plenty."
"Yeah, probably did. You can see the nice, even grain in the wood there."
"That's right. A good grain in the wood. Fine workmanship in the paneling there."
"Yeah. It's got top-quality hardware on it, too. Notice the hinges and knob there. They look real brass."
"Oh, it's an expensive door, all right. Can't tell that easy."
"Probably cost us plenty if we broke it down."
"I sure would want to break it down."
"I'll get it. Bayram.
Bench. That is the skipper. Never mind that rendu 7226 Alameda. The case has been cleared up by the man of squad car 64. The fugitive has been identified, booked, and brought to trial. In a moment, the results of that trial."
And while we await the results of today's exciting case, just this friendly reminder that you buy and try Pietro's Pizza. Remember, for that full feeling in your middle, get the pizza with a hole in the center.
The fugitive in that holdup at 7226 Alameda was tried and convicted on all counts of armed robbery. He broke jail before sentence could be passed and has never been seen since.
And so another thrilling case has been brought to a successful conclusion by the unsung heroes of the police force, the men who ride the squad cars at night.